That's what Gil wants.
Ugh, he can have it now.
Are you kids excited about going to see the Cirque du Dummy Bear? Why, I can't remember the last time I saw a special French-Canadian interpretation of the Dummy Bear show. Maybe never.
Sorry we're late, Dee Dee. We think our cat's sick.
We kept hearing these horrible sneezing sounds all day.
It was Fluffy!
Yeah, I know, Pumpkin. That's what you said.
Why don't you come in the kitchen? Stu's hosting a pre-show Dummy Bears discussion group.
Gimme that! I don't believe it! There's Dummy Bear stuff that I don't got! Oh, I just gotta go to this circus thing.
Are you sick, Angelica?
No!
Goodness, what was that?
It was, Dew, Aunt Dee Dee.
Oh, dear. I hope you're not sick, sweetums. I wouldn't want you to miss the show. Stu, has Dill been sneezing?
That wasn't very nice, Angelica. Dill's not sick, you are.
No, I'm not. Because if I was, I couldn't go to the Circus of Dummy Bears. And I've been waiting a whole month for that. It's gonna be the greatest show ever.
Even better than Reptar on Ice?
A bazillion times better. Music, lights, dancing, trapezius artists. You babies wouldn't want me to be the onlyest girl in the world to grow up without seeing a show that good, would you?
Well, I guess not. But just don't say Dell's sick no more, Angelica, because he wants to go too.
Okay, okay.
I don't know, Stu. There is something going around.
He's fine, Dee. It must have just been a really powerful burp.
Well, all right. But we'll have to watch them all closely for signs of anything unusual. We can't bring a sick child to Cirque du Dummy Bear. It could cause an international epidemic.
Uh-oh, Cynthia. Aunt Dee and Uncle Stu find out I'm sick. They'll never take me to the show. I gotta see it. I'll just have to make sure those babies look like the sick ones, not me.
Yeah, I hope this show's not in French. My pearly woo's a little rusty.
Oh, don't worry, Betty. The Dummy Bears speak an international language. Love.
Aunt Dee Dee, is it okay if I help you watch the babies? You know, in case one of them is sick.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you, Angelica.
I know. So, what kind of stuff should I be watching them for, exactly?
Well, let's see. The main symptoms of the virus that's been going around are pale and blotchy skin, shivering if they have a fever, and, of course, a runny nose or sneezing.
Okay, thanks, bye! Grown-ups said since we was going to the circus, you babies could dress up like circus clowns.
Yay! That's a great idea.
Not for me, thank you. Clowns are scary.
I think Phil would make the bestest clown. He's kind of funny looking already.
Hey, I'm funny looking too.
Not as funny looking as me.
Funnier!
All right, you're both funny looking. Now get over here.
I think you made their polka dots too small, Angelica. They look like clowns that got the chicken pops.
Nah, that's the way all the circus clowns is wearing their dots these days.
Can Dill and I be clowns next?
Sure, Tommy, good idea. Achoo!
Kids, are you okay? Oh! Ear light, nose light, throat light. Where is that electronic thermometer?
Well, I've never seen anything like it. It must be tropical.
Here it is. These digital models are very accurate, you know. -55.67.
Now, forget all that high-tech stuff, Deed. All you need is a mother's hand to tell if a pup's got a fever. Excusez-moi. Hey, What the? This is baby powder and lipstick for crying out. Oh, you pups.
Well, Cynthia, Pam and Blotchy didn't work. Let's try making those babies cold and shivery.
They must have been playing dress-up. You know, Howie did a lot of that when he was a pup.
Hey, you guys aren't clowns no more.
The grown-ups thought you were sick clowns.
Yeah, they didn't think we were very funny.
Hello, babies.
You tricked us, Angelica.
Yeah, you made it look like Lillian and me were sick.
We might not have got to go to the dummy bear circus thingy.
It's true. It's all true. And I'm sorry. I just hope you babies can find your hearts and forgive me.
No, Angelica. We forgived you one time, and then you did the same thing again.
I'll give you ice cream.
I forgive you, Angelica.
Me too.
Well, I guess if you're really sorry.
Hold on, you guys. What if this is just another trick?
Tommy, what could be wrong with ice cream?
Well, I guess you're right.
Right.
Babies, guess that ice cream was pretty cold, though, huh?
Oh, whoa!
Daddy, the babies are sick! Oh, my goodness!
Bill!
Huh? They're looking pretty shivery, huh?
Oh, dear. They've got the chills and... Ew! Their noses have been running. I can't find anything wrong with them. They even smell good. Betty?
Oh, just like I figured. Vanilla, the kids got into the ice cream. They're fine. Let's pen these pups back in the living room.
Let's see. Pam and Blotchy, Chillian, Sneezing. Now let's see. One touch of this and Fenster will be sneezing till he's a grown-up. Oh, this is too good to be true.
Well, this one seems to be working. 101. I'm afraid you can't go to the show, Princess. You're sick.
No! I know you're disappointed, sweetie. I tell you what, we'll stay here until everyone comes home, and then we can hear all about it, okay?
How about a Dummy Bears video, sweetheart? Well, that should cheer you up. Let's see, they've got Dummy Bear Christmas, Dummy Bear Hanukkah, Dummy Bear Arbor Day.
I don't want to see the stupid old dummy bears. Who cares about them anyway?
Okay, Princess. I'll come check on you in a little while.
You were only gone half an hour.
As soon as we got to the arena, the kids all started sneezing and coughing. It was the strangest thing.
Yeah, apparently they came down with what Angelica has.
We'd better consult Lipschitz.
Hey, what's going on? These babies aren't sick.
Well, we just couldn't have any fun at the circus knowing you was missing it.
You couldn't?
No.
So we pretended to be sick so we could come home and keep you company.
You did? It was kind of scary there anyway, so I didn't have to pretend to ship her.
You babies did that for me?
Hey, what are you dumb babies doing? You don't want to get sick, do ya?
anyway, before we left, I went over to the gift stand to buy a few souvenirs, and look what they had! The entire show on videotape!
Not to mention Laserdisc, DVD, HDTV, CD-ROM, Beta, 8-track. Did you hear that, Princess? You're gonna see the Cirque du Dummy Bear after all.
I am?
Gather around, everybody. It's starting.
Okay, Billy, you can throw it this time. No, Bill, you got to let go.
He's not big enough to play this game yet.
Yeah, this is for big babies.
When are you going to be a big baby anyway?
I don't know. I guess when he's done being a little one.
Ow! I'm flabby. You could put an eye out with this thing.
Another wombat meeting, Pop?
Today's initiation day. Bad news is that darn fool Conan McNulty's trying to join up. Good news is we get to put him through our secret wombat initiation.
What exactly is your initiation?
I can't tell you that. It's a secret. But I will tell you that by the time we put old McNulty through a few of our tests, we'll know if he's ready to play with the big bones. Yeah.
Hey, guys, I think I know how we can make Dill into a big baby. We'll give him an itchy nation.
What's an itchy nation?
Well, it's supposed to be a secret, but I think it's what you have to go through to show you're ready to play with the big boys. Or girls, I guess.
Tommy, how come I never got into itchy nation?
Yeah,
isn't that I?
Well, we all must have had one, guys. We're big babies, right? We probably just don't remember because we was little.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
But Tommy, since none of us can remember our itchy nation, how are we going to know what to do for Gills?
Well, I guess we'll have to make it up ourselves. But first, we better go to our secret hiding place so the grown-ups won't hear us talking about it. We'll be back soon, Dilly. You stay here and get ready, okay?
As quick as it used to be on the court, huh, Howard?
You're sadly mistaken, Charles. I have the energy of a man half my age.
Okay, Duster. Give Daddy the birdie.
Dill! Can't even keep up with his own kid.
I'll have you know I'm as fit as I ever. Dill, would you hold still already? I'll bet you two couldn't keep up with your kids either.
Is that so? Well, I'll bet a sausage pizza I could keep up with both of mine better than you could keep up with Tommy. And that goes double for you, Buster.
Oh, yeah?
Or are you boys chicken? Chicken! Chicken!
It's a bet.
Well, our hideout's nice and secret.
But it's not very comfortable.
Okay, Tommy, what are we going to do for Dill's itchy nation?
Well, I guess we're supposed to test him and see if he can do the stuff us big babies do.
Well, I know how to blow all the fuzzies off of a dappy lion.
And I can eat a whole worm by myself.
And I can fill up my whole diaper with mud.
What can you do, Tommy?
A somersault. With my eyes closed.
I don't know if even I could do that.
Well, maybe Dill won't have to do that one if he can do the other stuff. Come on, guys. Let's get started.
Okay. Let's get this straight. Each dad's got to do whatever his kid is doing.
Exactly. No cutting corners.
Charlie Horse, wait! Time out!
Let the games begin.
Okay, guys. Dill's first test is blown on a damping iron.
Tommy, I think I got you one.
Okay, they're picking dandelions. Nothing hard about that.
There's one.
Hey, I saw it first.
Did not.
Did two.
Did not.
Did two.
Did not.
Did two.
For heaven's sakes, would you two behave like adults? You snooze, you lose. Let's try a full Nelson.
Yeah, that is acting kind of funny today.
It hurts.
Not mine.
Okay, Dill, if you're going to be a big baby, you got to blow all the fuzzies off this dandelion.
And does sneezes count, Tommy?
He blowed all the fuzzies off.
Yeah, but I think it was an accident.
Yeah, I'm not sure that counts. Well, maybe better try the next test. All we need is one good worm.
Hey, here's a nice, big, juicy one.
Guys, how come our dads keep doing what we're doing?
What do you mean, Chucky?
Well, before when we were picking dandelions, they started picking dandelions, too.
Oh, no. I think they're trying to make us think they're babies so they can find out about our secret itchy nation.
Well, that's just great. We finally get a secret of our own, and right away they're trying to find out what it is.
Come on, you guys. Let's finish while they're not looking. Okay, Dilly. Eat the nummy wormies.
Hey, where'd they go? They were just...
Tommy, no!
Oh, I'm sorry, kids. Dill's gonna go play on the patio for a little while.
Uh-oh. I'm still gonna get to be a big baby now.
I got an idea. Our daddies are doing everything we do, right? Well,
look, it's not Mom. We never wear her out.
So good. So I guess it's time to try the mud.
No problem. I got your good puddle going right over there.
Hurry up!
I'm hurrying, Lillian.
Now, let's see what Dill does with the mud. Well, his diaper's all full of mud now.
You bet he didn't do it himself, Philip.
The way things are going, I don't know if Dill's ever gonna be a big baby.
Well, then it looks like we're gonna have to give him the somersault test.
We better do it fast.
Come on, guys. We got to get Dill to our secret hiding place.
Look, they're pulling the reptar wagon.
Ha! I can pull it faster than you two.
In your dreams, DeVille. I got it now. That's mine. It's mine. I got it. I'm first. I got it. It's mine. You know, just rest for me.
Time out.
Then I'll be right back on my...
Now's our chance, guys. Let's get him.
Hey, he's asleep.
I guess all that testing kind of wore him out.
Oh, isn't he just so cute when he's sleeping?
He sounds like a little kitty. You can't do the somersault while he's sleeping.
Well, he didn't exactly do everything the right way, and he did fall asleep in the middle of his itchy nation. But maybe we could just let him be a big baby anyways. What do you think, guys?
We should wake him up and tell him.
Nah, let him sleep. We'll tell him after his nap.
Sleep tight, little big baby.
Gordon, the dummy bear circus.